with us into John's Gospel, chapter number 8. It is a joy to see you here. I appreciate the stillness of the Lord. And every service don't have to be a running and a shouting, but it ought to be something going on. Amen. I'm glad they some tears are falling this morning. I'm glad Jesus said He'd bottle all of our tears. I'm glad He's got them there in glory, all bottled up. But when we get there, He's going to pour our tears out. There'll be no more heartache, no more pain. In your Bibles, said in John's Gospel, verse number 12 in chapter 8, "Then spake Jesus again unto them." Aren't you glad that Jesus will say something again? This is what He said. He could have said anything He wanted to say, but He chose to say this. Especially, you'll notice in chapter 8, there's some boys from the law that brought a woman caught in the very act of adultery. And they said, "Lord, we want to know what You got to say about it." The Bible said He stooped down and wrote in the sand. And they all scattered. He may have wrote down who they'd been messing with through the week. He may have wrote down what they'd been saying and talking about. And I've noticed we ain't got time to be bringing nobody else into court. We've got a God that sees all and judges all right. Now He says this powerful verse in chapter 8 and verse 12, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth Me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." You may be seated today. Thank you for standing and honoring the reading of the Word of God. Father, we love You. And we thank You how good You've been to us. Lord, I pray that You'd help us preach a few minutes today. I'm a needy preacher and I realize where my help comes from. And I ask, Lord, that You would move like only You can move. Lord, I pray that You'd shine the light of the glorious gospel in the heart of Your people this morning. If it be one here lost today, I pray that You'd save them by Your mercy, God, by Your grace and kindness. Thank You all that You've done for us in our church. And thank You, Lord, we can bring everything to You. Help us now and we'll be grateful to You in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. We've been dealing with the thoughts in the Bible where Jesus said that I am. I'm glad He didn't say that I was. Heard a preacher preaching last week and he said, you know, somebody said God was dead. Well, you can't drown Him. He'll walk on the water. You can't burn Him up. He'd walk in the fire. You can't come with lanterns and torches to come to kill Him. Because he'll just sort of say something, they'll all fall backwards to the ground. I'm glad He lives today. And so He said, I am. And I want to preach on this topic again this morning. The great I am still is. The great I am still is. I'm glad I've got a Bible that tells me that He still is. He said, for the Lord changeth not. And many times we wonder, Lord, what are You going to do in this situation? But I'm glad that He said here, I am the light of the world. And he that followeth Me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. I want to say four things today about this topic of light, and He still is. I want to say that He still is a light that shines. I'm glad His light has never went out. Look with us in John's Gospel, chapter number 1. And the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. God took the Word, which is the Lord Jesus, and He spoke it all into existence. You'll notice in the beginning was it. Was not that He came along later, but before things ever began to happen, there was the Son of God sitting in heavenly places with the Father. And He says, all things were made by Him, and in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And then He says, the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light. John wasn't. But he come to bear witness of that light that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Watch this. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on His name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Now notice He came unto His own. What wondrous love for sinners, that He remained on this earth and went to an old rugged cross. He came as the great Messiah, as the sent one, as the light of the world. And Israel said that we do not want you, for we want a new king. But aren't you glad that Jesus didn't go back home, but He went to Calvary's cross and paid a sin debt for me and you? He's not like me and you, honey. He get his feelings hurt, he don't go home. He just continues on with the plan of the great Father. And I'm glad that light shines at the old rugged cross this morning. Even though people didn't want him, he carried on. It gives me hope. When people don't want me, I ain't gonna fold my tin up and go home. I ain't taking my marbles and go back to the house. I'm gonna tell them that Jesus saves and Jesus loves them. I'm glad what wondrous love that Israel didn't want him, but he went on to the old rugged cross. What wondrous love he sent on the great heavenly mission, born from a virgin in a lowly stable, came as the Messiah and the King of Israel, but they wouldn't have him. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. I'm glad that light's still shining today. I'm glad that light's not turned out. And I'm going to tell you, in our church, we need to keep that light bright and shining. I mean shining bright. I mean shining in a way like it's never shined. When Jesus comes, when Jesus meets with us and people come in, oh my, they ought to be able to see that bright shining light that lights up the sin of this whole world. Jesus said, I am the light. And this morning I'm glad He's a light that shines. I'm glad He didn't go home then. But after He got out off the cross, He went home. But that's not the end of the story, children. Jesus is coming back. And He's going to take us all home to His world one day. I sure am glad that the great I Am still is. He's a light that shines. Then look in John 8 and verse 12. You'll notice He's a light that shares. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth Me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. He said those that follow Me will have a sense. They will have a quality about them that this world knows nothing about. Look what the verse says. He said that he that followeth Me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Isn't it amazing when you start walking with God how you see things different? Some of you now, you're about to have a nervous breakdown because somebody just said something to you. You don't know what in the world you're going to do because of the situations. But what we've got to learn is this. If it don't matter in 100 years, let it go. And God is way too good to us to ever do any wrong to us. And I sure am glad that He has a light that not only shines, but old Jesus has got a light that shares. Now He said if you'd walk with Him, He'd give you the light of life. I'm glad when we're going through a dark place and we get up next to Jesus, He can shine a light in on where we are and what we're doing. Look, if you would, in Psalms 23 this morning on this light that shares. I sure am glad that He's got a light that shares today. The psalmist David said something, and you ought to underline it in your Bible because it's an impactful verse. I'm trying to teach it to my grandchildren to memorize this passage. It'd do you good sometimes instead when they're sitting around playing on their tablets, open up the Bible and give them something out of their Bible. Let them memorize something that'll be in their heart when they reach maturity. Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the, here it is, the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Preacher, what are you talking about in that shadow of death? I notice right now, I've got a shadow over my Bible. You know the reason? Because there's a light shining above me. You'll never have a shadow without light. And the psalmist David said, I come to tell you, there's a light that not only shines, but there's a light that shares. Honey, I'm glad when I go to cross over death's chilly waters, there will be just a shadow of death. And you notice this, friend, that shadow ain't going to hurt nobody. I'm glad there's a light shining about us in the last day. And I'm also glad in the valley of the shadow of death. There's a lot of people going through a valley, but aren't you glad God's got a light that He'll share with you in your valley? I sure am glad we're not walking in it alone. And I'm going to tell you, if you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior today, you'll never be alone. He said, lo, I'll be with you always. I'm glad today that He has a light that shines, but I sure am glad He has a light that shares. You remember in John 11 where Mary and Martha, Lazarus was sick and he had died. And they came to Jesus and wanted Him to come to their house. And he stayed 3 days in the place of where he was. And so when he got down there, he turned to his disciples. This is what he said. It helped me about death's chilly waters. He said, I go to awake my friend out of his sleep. If Jesus is going to be my friend on this side of the grave, I sure am glad he'll be my friend on the yonder side of the grave. For the psalmist David said, in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, not because I've done good, not because I've been baptized, not because I've given my money to the missions, but because Thou art with me. The Bible said when your father and mother leave you, then He'd take you up. Oh my. I don't know if anybody's hearing me this morning, but I sure am glad He's got a light that shares. I ask you something. When you go to die, will you have that light? I'll never cross over in darkness. This old world will be the darkest place I've ever known about. Jesus shares His light. And I'm glad He said that if we follow Him, that He would give us the light of life. You know, some of you young people, my heart's really geared into young people lately and families. And I'm going to tell you the one of the greatest principles in your life that you'll ever do, what this Bible's instructing us today. If you'll just follow Jesus, and He's got so much light, He'll light up your situations, and a light will come on in ways like you've never seen. Mom and Daddy's raised these children right in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. The Bible says when they get old, it wouldn't depart from them. It didn't say that they wouldn't go way out there, but it said it'd be something inside them still talking to them. Mom and Daddy's, what a great opportunity you've got with children. We get so busy and we get so caught up in who they are and where they're going. But let me tell you, you'll never do nothing any better than to follow Christ and give you light about your family and how good that God has been to you. You know, when you're sitting in a dark place, you don't realize what's there. But when you're following Jesus and He lights things up, you go to seeing, look how blessed I am. Look how good God's been to me. Look how wonderful God has spared me. God ought to kill 3/4 of this crowd and me in it this morning. But God's been good enough to show His mercy and His compassion. You know, I was getting ready this morning, all of a sudden the Holy Ghost spoke to my heart and just thrilled me in there by myself. And this was my thought, I ain't got to die and go to hell. I'm glad Jesus saved me one day. Oh, He said He's the light of the world. I sure am glad that He has a light that shines. I'm glad He's got a light that shares. Honey, let me tell you, when old death chilly waters comes up to your bedside or to your car side, wherever you're going to meet the Lord at, aren't you glad the God of heaven said, I'll be with you and I'll go with you to the end of the world. I'm glad the psalmist David said, in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. I'm glad we got a God that shares His light today. I've seen several saints of God cross. They didn't go out in darkness because they were saved. But if you don't know Christ and you take your last breath, you're going out in total darkness for an eternal world. I sure am glad Jesus likes light. We ought to have our church lit up. Amen. Somebody say amen. He said, listen what He said, Brother Michael, Brother Mark. Ye are the lights of the world. When we walk in, light ought to go off. Something's happened to them. We're not better than nobody, but honey, Jesus has done something for us. And we ought to show a light every place that we go. Ye are the lights of the world. Because one day the great light moved in my heart. And now I can let His light shine. You know, it don't cost you much more in life to be kind. Some of y'all are going to have to hire folks to tote you to the graveyard. A man that has friends must show himself friendly. And if Jesus has moved in you, you ought to smile sometime. And you ought to stick your hand out and be good to somebody. And realize if it wasn't for the grace of God, you'd be where they are this morning. I'm glad He's got a light that shares. And then Paul said, I want to tell you something in the book of Acts, and I want y'all to turn over there and look at it. Not only this great I Am still is, He has a light that shines, a light that shares, but He's got a light that shows. Look in Acts 26. Boy, you're talking about a passage in Acts 26, talking about this great light. Acts 26, the Apostle Paul. You can pick him up in Acts chapter number 9 where he got saved on the Damascus Road. Paul has been ridiculed for being a Christian. Guess what? You're going to be ridiculed if you're a Christian. The world don't mind if you believe in God. But when you say, Jesus is my Lord and my Savior, then you draw a line in the sand. That means that you're not brother and sisters to Muslims. Because Jesus said He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by Him. So Paul's been persecuted for being a Christian. Oh, King Agrippa gets him up in front of him. And Paul gets to say something. I want y'all to look at it in Acts 26 and 1. It's real good because we got a light that shows. Now, Agrippa said unto Paul, you're permitted to speak for yourself. Then Paul stretched forth the hand. Paul talked with his hand some. Man ought to get excited about what he's got to say. I wonder about preachers say they're a preacher, but they never do get excited about nothing that they have to say. He said he reached forth a hand and he answered for himself. And I've noticed this, when you get saved, ain't nobody got an answer for you. You can tell folks you got saved yourself. He said, look what he said, church. I thank myself happy. He said, my situations are bad. But Agrippa, I want to tell you something. I'm just going to think about something. I'm just going to thank myself happy. And sometimes Christ said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We need to get our mind off of this old world. And we just sometimes just need to get thinking how good God's been to us and thank ourselves happy. You ought to come in sometime, go to shouting when your husband comes in or your wife comes and say, what you been doing? I've been reading my Bible just thinking myself happy. He said, I shall answer for myself this day, especially because I know thee to be expert in all customs and questions which are among the Jews. Verse 4, my manner of life from my youth, which was at the first among mine own nation, as Jerusalem know all the Jews, which knew me from the beginning, if they would testify that after the most straitest sect of our religion, I lived a Pharisee. He said, there was nobody lived no better than me. He said, I knew the law front and back. He said, I lived a Pharisee. He said, I set up on a scale higher than most people in religion. He said, now I stand and am judged for the hope and the promise made of God to our fathers, unto which promise our 12 tribes, instantly serving God day and night, hope to come, for which hope's sake came and grip I accused of the Jews. Why should it be thought of a thing incredible with you that God should raise the dead? I verily thought with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Which thing I also did in Jerusalem, and many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests, and when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them. He said, I punished them oft in every synagogue, and compelled them to blaspheme, and being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even unto strange cities. Paul said, not only was I a religious man, I was a mean man. You know, I've noticed some of the most meanest people are religious people. He said, you know, he said, matter of fact, I'd come in a service like this and I'd take you back. and I would have you persecuted for standing up for the Lord Jesus. He said, y'all were going contrary to the law and the teaching that I'd heard. And so he says in verse 12, whereupon as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests. Here it is in verse 13. At midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice saying, speaking unto me, saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I'm Jesus, whom thou persecutest. He said, but rise and stand upon your feet, for I've appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles in whom now I send thee. Verse 18, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto this heavenly vision. Verse 27, look what he said to him. King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, one of the greatest passages in the Scripture, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. I'm glad the great I Am that said I am the light of the world, I'm glad His light shines. I'm glad His light shares. I'm glad His light shows. As Paul was walking, minding his own business, he said, suddenly about midday, O King, there shined round about me a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun. Aren't you glad one day Jesus turned the light on what you was doing? And shined in our old wicked dark heart. And I noticed when He shined that light on me, I became a sinner. And I realized my sin was going to get me in hell exactly where this Bible said it'd take me. But Jesus died for my sin and died for your sin. And I want to close with this thought today. The great I Am still is. He is a light that still shines. He's shining bright today. This old world thinks Jesus ain't doing that. Jesus is still on the throne today. His light's not went out. A lot of folks said, how in the world are you trying to have a church old-fashioned way? I know no other way to try to have church than the old-fashioned way. Let His light shine and exalt Him and preach to Him and pray to Him and praise Him and let His light shine where you go to church. He's got a light that shines. He's got a light that shares. I'm glad it lives in me. He's got a light that shows, but lastly, He's got a light that saves. I'm glad He's the searchlight today. There's many of you wandering around on life's stormy seas. I'm glad there's a lighthouse. I'm glad that lighthouse, I'm glad the light is shining beyond all of our circumstances. Can I tell you, Jesus is still the way, the truth, and the life today. Now notice this in your Bible, back over there in that text, chapter, John 8:24. Not only is He a light that shines, a light that shares, a light that shows, but He is a light that saves. John 8:24. Look what Jesus said. You need to underline this because it's so. John 8:28. Then said Jesus unto them, when ye've lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am He, and that I do nothing of myself, But as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. He said in verse 24, I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins if you believe not that I am He. Ye shall die in your sins. And then He said in verse 31, then said Jesus to those Jews that believed on Him, if ye continue in My word, then are ye My disciples indeed. And here's a verse, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Then John 12:46, Miss Sherry, come today. John 12:46. Last verse, I want you to look at it. John 12:46. I want to read 35 because you need to hear it. Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While you have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. Now look what happens. Something just happened in their life. They wish they could take it over again. These things spake Jesus and departed and did hide Himself from them. How scary that Jesus would give you light and you wouldn't walk in that light and you denied that light and then all of a sudden He hid Himself from you. Scary thought. Though He had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on Him. I wonder if you believed on Him today. That the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which He spake, Lord, who hath believed our report? To whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, He hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. Verse 46, I am come a light in the world, that whosoever believeth on Me should not abide in darkness. This Bible says, as many as received Him, to them He gave power to become the sons of God. You must receive Christ to be saved. God's been good to me. What about you? Miss Sherry.